Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Elsman. He's back with you tomorrow morning. And what a joyride it is. Something else with Spectrum. I always call it a joyride, man. I have people whom I know somewhere in the corridors of some places, and they would say, hey, we were listening to Johan Els. And I would be asking them, did you get a chance to listen to me? And they say, but you are at the graveyard slot, man. We are asleep when you are on air. I said, oh, okay, you sleep at 6. They said, yes. Yeah. Some people have a favor, serious. And Johan Els is no exception. He's one of those who has such favor with my kind of friends. They really love him. Anyway, we will be talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene willingly there. And, of course, if she is available, we'll touch base with her. We'll touch base also with Pastor Makamu. And we'll touch base with Tato Landu in the Val. We will connect with her. All of them are readily waiting to be on the show. As for me, I just want to start it this way. Like I said, man, we need to start it in a manner that a manner that is edificial. It just brings edification to quite a lot of people. And I know many people would say, man, you know, you had played Zama, you had played Tapelo. You know, Tapelo is just here in Mamelodi, man, and it's doing great. It's doing great. But also, he is really bringing some good vibes with him. Something that I think you would very much love. But I want to bring something that is more on our side. And I don't know if you remember the lady called Pascaline. Man, she was one of those that really shook things. I remember at some stage at some other radio station, I had a problem where they said, you can't play Pascaline because this is not the struggle. But hey, people go like that. But there is a song which I think you will love. Just before I play Tapelo in my melody, let me do this, lady.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Zama Michelle there. Beautiful song indeed. I'm sitting with my daughter Tato in the studio, so I'm just showing her that I can dance on a chair, sitting down. Yeah. You can just imagine that. There you go. All right, and let me welcome Mfundisi Makamu. Mfundisi,
mina afelene.
Minjano.
Ipfukile ngongwe no.
Hayi pfukile Mfundisi mina man. Hoyo hoyo.
Inkomo sinene, ngibingelana nebandla likaNkulunkulu lathengwa ngegaba.
Nayo ke indaba. Siyabonga kakhulu. Welcome to the show, Pastor Makamu. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you, Bruce.
And then we are having Tato Landu all the way. Is it in the Val? Yes, Tato, how are you? Welcome.
Thank you so much, Pastor Gray. I'm in Carltonville.
Yes.
Such an honor to have.
Yeah. Of course, as I said, we are continuing with last week's program, because remember by 7 o'clock we had to put in the president, and in that, you know, we basically started the program on the financial sins today, financial sins of leaders today, and then we have a special feature by Mashadi Mutobi, and I'm gonna start it from scratch. So that you can hear some of the things that she said with regards to the financial sins of leaders. Well, it can be in business, it can be leaders, you know, in the church, it can be leaders in social movements, civil society, it can be wherever finance is involved and there is organization around it. There are ethics and values that need to be followed. Now, I played those two songs intentionally so that we dance. It happens at times that you would be feeling down, and once you become reminded that, ish, we are appeal, he's alive. And siya togoza, guye ngaso sonke isikhathi, you know. Yeah, it's important that we do that. Right? Apostle Phumla Mfene will be joining us at about 6:30. She will indicate her availability at about 6:30. We touch on some of the issues, Mfundisi Makamu, on this issue. You know, the thing is, leaders very much loyal and faithful when it comes to finances. And I'm going to go back again throughout the show. Our leaders in our organizations, ministries, fellowships, churches, businesses, are they faithful when it comes to finances? But sepahala na. The cards are with him. They stay with him. Business. Okay. In this church, there's a crutch. There's a crutch in this church when I'm Mhlobo wa mina. Manje la bayana kune kadi ele mali ya se crutch.
Yes.
Yazi kadi likubani?
Yes.
Lisencekwini likunceku
injalo
akayibhubhudla akayibhubhudli
akupheleli kwekhadi kuphela, akupheleli kwecrash kuphela mfundisi.
Ya
kuphinda kuba ne-funeral pala khona.
Hey, amakhadi amaningi kune-funeral pala,
kuba ne-funeral pala crash khona
ngapha istoro, kunestoro
kunestoro la esibekiwe la esithengisa amaswiti ngama Sundays na anointing oil khona.
Yonke imali leyo, all the money is with him.
Leso story leso sinama sticker nyana abhale anesithombe sikamagama nonkosikazi wakhe basimayilayo.
Yeah.
Ziyathengiswa zonke lezi tiki kude kusakwe emotweni. Imoto ukuthi imoto engashayisi.
Bathe sinye usifake ekamereni.
Yeah, ukuthi nozophupha usezulwini.
And then all these things, they make massive money. I realized there was someone who just called me about a church here in Pretoria. I don't know if that church has disbanded or something, but it was all over the newspaper for the wrong reasons. And says, they were really bringing together something like 2 million every week. Not less than 2 million every week. Every week, it's what they were bringing in. And this is the formal collection of tithes and pledges. And there are also personal pledges that are made straight to the pastor. And then there are also givings that people would give and say, I want to bless you, because in a year, there are dates that have been specificated. There is what we call the pastoral appreciation, which is coming in the next three or four months.
3 months, 4 months, yeah.
Yes, it's coming. You'd see, they call it a pastoral appreciation, which means they must change his car. They must change his 4x4. And then, yeah, they must change his van. I mean, I have then a problem. I have a problem in trying to change a BMW, which is 22 years old. When I bought that BMW, my kid was 1 year old, was a 1 year old, you know, and she grew up with that car. She grew inside that car. Now I want to sell it. I have a problem because I don't have the finances to get the other car that I would want to have. But Laba, they have appreciations that are done. And then there is a celebration of the pastor's marriage anniversary. Yes. And then there is pastor's wife's birthday and pastor's birthday. All these are five events within a year. They happen in a period of 2 months each, which bring money straight to him.
So that you can have a banquet with the pastor where you will pay a ticket local next to him.
I forgot that they call it. What did they call that? No. The friend of mine who is a politician was doing that very recently, man. It's a dinner. There's a friend of mine who is a politician. He listens to Johan Els. There's a friend of mine who is a politician. He did that. It's a dinner, and then a table. There's another table that goes for 100,000, man.
Yeah.
Another table goes for 200,000. Yo.
Yeah.
And there's another table also that goes for 50,000 and stuff and stuff. And there's a table that goes for nothing, just next to the dustbins. That's where you find Ray.
Yeah, the classifier, platinum, kuna gold, kuna iron.
Yes.
Platinum, gold, iron. Then name for Tulela.
And this is what we get much of the time. And we really need to be very careful when it comes to this, because in many instances than one, we find ourselves, you know, either tempted to commit financial sins, and that is what we are talking about tonight.
Yeah. Mina mfundisi into ngizibuza yona ukuthi if I have a funeral parlor, then you come to me to pray for you, uyagula. What do I say to God? Ngithi Lord, heal this person. Ngithi Lord, strengthen my business through this person.
Oh.
What do I say to God? Or maybe I must say to this person, Injebeni Zake, but deep down in my heart, I'm saying something else.
Ngobufuna business ihambe.
Business ngayifuna phela.
So
ukuthi kumele ikhule.
Fanele ashone vela ikhenye indlela.
Ngifuna business yami phela i 22 or 30,000 izongena uma ngaba lo muntu uyahamba lo. But manje uma aphila, you understand ukuthi nanzo lokho nje, you understand ngizosogola, uNkulunkulu azoba anilindisa futhi. Uzolinda another 6 years. You understand? Kunokunye mfundisi sikwenza yi smash and grab emabandleni.
What's
Ariyazi
that?
Le.
Yeah, no, Angiyazi.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Oh, smash and grab.
Yeah.
It's smash and grab, mfundisi. Kuna bantu, abasuka bayako mamfundisi, basuka bacela kuthi phela ngibone intombi lapha.
Oh!
Bamnike imali, umamfundisi.
Yeah, well.
Then Mamfundisi will organize
the gala dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. Mamfundisi will organize the gala dinner.
Heaven.
Then I can select kuta. Nina kenge na nenge na band. Wena uzohamba no Ray. Ray ubathele i 4,000 3,000. Wena uzohamba no Ray.
Eyani, eyani, eyani. The 3,000.
You could abe ninto zoyibamba for a gala dinner.
Oh.
Eh, ukuzanga thengi ingulube sesakini.
Okay. Oh no. Oh, oh, oh no, man. I hear you.
Yep.
What?
I'm telling you.
In the churches.
I'm telling you, you call na lento le lapho mrudo.
Hayibo.
Wena uzohamba no Ray. Wena uzohamba no Makamu. Makamu ukhiphile 4,000, uRay ukhiphile 3,000. Then ke abanabantu babo ke bazozizela nabo. Gala dinner. Kwenze gala dinner. You understand?
No, I thought this thing happens around artists. I've seen artists, I've managed artists, and I would always ask this artist, mara why wena njalo? Angukuboni nomgakho lapha but uhlala uphethe special yabona can't even in the church they sell
inside
women
the church. I'm telling you inside the church
they sell women
inside the church
hi my God.
Hey inside the church ikona
hi bo
yeah you understand then ke kwenze gala dinner then ke instruct in terms of that, you will do Google or Nahome or instructing roots.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Then okay, you will do whatever Uboaz has of Kakutela. You will do whatever
Uboaz
so, man, I call it smash and grab.
Yeah,
mina, that is the name in the Leon to the lap, smash and grab.
Or he grab and smash.
In the allergy. You understand?
These are serious financial sins, and they do this because of money. These are pastors who are doing
money.
This.
Money.
Pastors' wives.
Money.
You said pastors' wives.
In the allergy.
Aibo.
So you call, now I saw it.
It's extortion, actually. It. Extortion, yeah. Gave.
That is why umakuqedwa lapho kuvulwa ama crèches because these people must bring abantu la.
I know that the crèches are actually used for money laundering.
Yeah, you understand?
Yeah, for money
then,
laundering.
Then imali umnikele okay yihamba yodlala ama bitcoin. Yakuma bitcoin leyo manje. Uyangihleka mfuthu.
Hutini?
I'm telling you, Murut.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, the father has shown me those things. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I just didn't think that they would stretch to this magnitude.
Hey.
Mm.
Fika yakuma Bitcoin yinjalo. Uma idingeka le mali ayisekho. Enye seyi ibe kuba ne laundering of money khona la. If you need money, come, then
uboleka le mali le bayithole. I understand. Also, financial sins is that there is money that comes into the ministries as if, you know, it is through the crèche or through istolo lesiana and stuff. But basically, it's money from drugs. It's money from trafficking. You know, it's money from prostitution. I know, you know, that there are these girls who are being pimped out. And this is like high profile pimping. You know, these ladies would sell their services, especially these visiting pastors, matubuya gopi overseas, une international pulpit.
Yeah.
Oh, oh.
Then, Mfundisi, kuna ukunye ke kwenza kalayo. Uma ufika enkonzweni yami.
Yeah.
Siyakubiza, sikubuze kuthi na, hola malini. Usho. Sikunikeza instructions imali ukuthi imali la ebandleni ihamba kanjani.
Yeah.
Uma kwandlula i-one month ungayibhatalanga imali yama tithe, we write you a letter of demand. Yes. Then ke le letter lelapho yini interest. Le letter lelapho yini percentage ethile kumele uyibhatala because you are owing God.
Yeah.
Okunye ekwenzakalayo. Uyabona lama video lawathathayo uma eshumayela uRay.
Yeah, yeah.
Ayingozi kabi. Because Africa endlini ahlalelwa phansi. Kubukezwa abantu ukuthi abo bantu oh ubani lo? Ubani lo? Rewind. Rewind. Ure lo asimazi lo. Then ke kuplotwa abantu ukuthi na anikele mbeka ukuthi uhamba nobani? Uhamba ngani? Uhamba ngani? Then kuba nabafana ke uzothi uma uphuma ke ubona bakusondela baza bazokuchawula bakuphelezela uzoyongena emotweni because they want to see ukuthi uhamba ngani. Your car izoba yini statement sokuthi na ingaba uhamba kweyiphi class imoto yakho.
Yes.
Yikhona le nto lelapho. Kuse ayingozi kabi lama video lawa athathayo uma kushumayela. Uma ngaba asimboni kahle sobuka envelope la yomnikele. Ibhaliwe Ray asimazi lo Ray. Phinde ibuke Ray asimazi siyongizuma ke. Ngesikhathi nizovala mina omagama. Sisi ngifuna kumazi lo Ray. Sizovala nizocela umoya wa umoya kaNkuluNkulu uthi mangibize uRay sizovala ngomkhuleko ngifuna kumbona ngoba ngibona envelope yakhe la angimazi
evidweni bekubona kusithi babonile sebabona envelope sebaya profile we call it profile yeah
ukuthi iqumbile
these are financial sins for sure man.
You understand? So sifuna kumbona sizokwazi kumthatha simbeka ku committee lo muntu akakafundiswa akakai but because of money sibona envelope
nokufundiswa akakasindiswa
eh umoya kaNkuluNkulu uthi mangibize uRay angimazi uRay ukuthi ubani la aphakama uRay eza makasuku masukumsuku mesene ngengoma sifuna nje ukuthi simbone ukuthi nanku la
yeah
then ke the next thing ke kubizwe meeting siyamcela ukuthi na azoba ku committee la.
Yeah.
Lo ngoba siyayibona envelope yakhe ukuthi ihlakaniphile. Na wena envelope lawa ngathi ngathi ama envelope nyana wakhona alela hayi.
Ngathi ase dieting, ngathi ku diet.
Yeah. Then kuba nenye futhi yabo JJ and JD.
Yeah, JD
shitini.
Mara makamu yangithema mngani wami namhlanje. JJ ne JD.
U JJ.
Yeah.
Those who were born in January to June.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, I know that. Yes, I know that. Yes. I know that. Oh, no, man.
January to June. Then JD, July to December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kuba na competition. Kumele kushayisa, kumele kushaywe imali la.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Ne thina ke bo January to June. Akumelanga sishaya ngabo July ngabo JD July to December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kwenze competition kwenze. So church now abantu abasafuni. I'm talking to you right now mfundisi wami. I'm talking to you right now. There are people abathunywa ukuthi hambani niyoboleka imali 30,000 or 40,000 bayekile emabandleni. Some of them even yesterday they were talking to me. But asafuna ukubona isonto because right now ngihambe ngayoboleka imali ngiboleka ukuthi na ngitshelwa yi committee la bathe babona ngifika ngifutshuna bathi no bacela ukuthi na ngiyoboleka imali u 50,000 ngoba umfundisa imoto yakhe seyigugile. Ngathi mina why angahambi yena ayoboleka bathi no inkinga uku credit bureau why azangena ku credit bureau.
umfundisi ku credit bureau.
Yo, wayezangena lapho. So mina uma nge abuze lo muntu, uma mina ngiyangiyoboleka. Kuba azoyibhadala, sizokunikeza uzoyibhadala. Ahamba yoboleka, lo muntu lo la phuma imali kumfundisi ayisaphuma. Ayisaphuma. And the head ukuthi idliwe imoto kamfundisi nalo muntu lo la ngoba ubusy demand imali yakhe kumfundisi waxoshwe ebandleni bamkhomba umnyango. You understand? Umfundisi anke ngikhathe kancane la.
Yeah, no ngiyakuzwa.
Ngizobuya.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Ngifuna ukukhathe kancane nje ukuthi ngike nikeze inqeko zi
ziphefumule.
I'm trying to criticize mro.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, I'm hearing you.
I'm talking about things ezikhona phakathi kwebandla. Abantu bangasamfuni uNkulunkulu.
But
uNkulunkulu mangaba ulamba kanje, azahamba sicela imali kanje, asifaka kuma credit bureau kanje.
So, I hear you.
I forgot to cut it. When we say that our God is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, kathi sithini? If we say that he is Jehovah Jireh, sithini kahle kahle? Kati uyahluleka ku support inqeko leya ibizile.
Hey madoda. If you just tune in.
What kind of a God is he?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
I'm not trying to criticize umfundisi.
No, ngizwa.
Bakhona sebangikhombayo ngomunye already. Sebangikhombile ngomunye.
Yeah, no, hayi.
But I'm not here umfundisi ukuthi na ngithenga ubuso babantu. Ngikhuluma into ekhona iyenziwayo emabandleni yabo smash and grab yonke le nyakanyaka
because of money
ikhona financial sins esizenzayo. Do you know ukuthi naku program ye OCC yazi program ye OCC
OCC
yes
hayibo.
Do you know about the program ye OCC?
No, angazi mruti.
Operation Christmas Child.
Oh, okay.
Namhlanje
mngani wami hayi ufamba yiti theme.
na baba.
Ayaya wababa.
There were things that were coming from United States to be distributed for children.
Yeah.
Bafundisi bathatha banikelwa banikeza ukuthi bo distribute noma manje bafika bayenza ama fundraising emabandleni. But these things are for free. Give free kwenza ma fundraising kwenza yonke le nto lapho bangalala ebusuku bavula ama box bakhipha izinto ezimportant for bona kuzothengisa emashendene aba na ma crash yabo.
Yeah, no, it's bad. Ngiyakuzwa mruti. Welcome.
It ngikhumule kancane nje.
Phumula kancane mngani wami. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, you and I, the best of friends, is happening right through up to the hour 8. And Pastor Makamu, I have Pastor Makamu, I have Tatulandu, and I also have Apostle Phumlamfe. And Apostle, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey. Man, thank you so much, Muruti, and to Bazalani, Lavakona, La Pomfundisi, you know.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we also are passing our regards to Mashadi Mutobi. And we have had, you know, to record, because of a busy schedule, man, we've had to record this. I personally asked her to record this one, and we did part one. That's part one started last week, and I said we'd do part two. We're talking about financial sins, you know, those who are into business and are Christians or are believers. And I'm saying Christians because I want to tag you along so that you can understand. We're talking about the church, those who are believers in the house of Yahuwah Elohim, these who basically are running businesses, and we had to talk about financial sins, and we realized that even before we enter into the concept of business, there's already sins that are happening which are swept under the carpet. And so it's like we are just dealing with the fruit instead of the root of the tree.
Yeah.
And this in itself quite a big problem. And of course we will hear some of the inputs of Mashadi Mutobi. And then Apostle Pumla, just hold. Let's talk to Landutato just after this.
Reliable and relevant radio at the push of a button. Download our app now and listen online to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Now, Pastor Makam was talking this, and what propped up is the verse we read last week, Proverbs 11:1. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Elohim, but the just weight is his delight. Is his delight. But check this out. In chapter 20, verse 10 of the same Proverbs, it says, diverse weights and diverse measures, they are both alike an abomination to the Elohim. You know, gulo uthayi long imchacha so loyana ngiyamropa loyana ngiyamnqweba uke wabona fana nabantu abapenda izindlu mabezo ubabiza kwakho bathi he indlu engaka enhle kanga alo nemali lo mara lo munye loyana bamchaje 1 tower wena bathi kuwe 20 tower. All those scales, scales of favoritism and scales of distortion, they are an abomination to the Elohim. And we see that much of the times. Tato, welcome. And what comes to mind, man? Financial sins, quite a lot in the business circles. You are a young woman, you know, in the business circles. What comes to mind? Do you see financial sins there? Have you bribed anyone?
Yeah, I've been listening to you and Mr. Magamu while you conversate about the corruption that takes place for Kodikere game. And I don't know. I'm actually shocked and I'm scared. Okay, such crimes do occur in the church, because now if we are to have a conversation about who organize about certain things to spend money in the church, money laundering. It's not even financial sins anymore. Now we're talking crimes, that could be punishable by the law. And I'm actually myself a board of fundraising at a special school in Carltonville. And I'm responsible for calling in sponsors to come and help out the school because it's a special school for children with learning disabilities.
Yes.
And I have conversations a lot with people regarding money. Have conversations a lot with people regarding, and listening to this conversation, I now understand why people have looked at me in a certain way or asked a lot of questions, and they've always dig deep into what's my intent, you know, why am I passionate about this? Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I do realize now that there is actually a problem within leaders. It comes to mind that where's the fear of God? You know, where's the ministry?
Yeah.
Why are we into ministry? Are we serving Banaba Mudimu? Are we serving God? You know, it's really confusing now for them. What is it that we've came to church for, you know?
Yes.
And as a leader and as a businesswoman, I find that we are moderately educated about money. moderately educated about ethics when it comes to me. And it always also comes to a point that I realize the way okay, this lacks education, this lacks improvement, and we can only remedy that if we could be eager to learn. There are many seminars. Information is not a problem nowadays. We have access to internet. We have access to learning devices and materials that are published regarding finances. As a leader that handles money, I urge people, by long who they elect leaders, to really go into depth when electing a leader to handle money, you know?
Yes.
And not only go into depth of the person's personality, because money will always bring out someone's personality. I know it's tempting to see money and use money and think, sure, but I could take this for myself. I could change this for myself. But then, where's the service of the Lord? Where is the fear of the Lord? And if all of us in leadership positions are going to be pinching money left, right, and center, where are we leading these organizations, and where are we leading Batwa Kimo? Yeah, it's really scary, Moti. But then I urge that if we are to elect people to handle money, let us make sure people are financially literate, they are trained. Very important, there is background, a trusted background of a person handling such a position.
I hear you quite well. I don't know if people make a background check this, because someone is bringing their own relative. They've already done a background check, Yoguti Law. Reberekela ko hai. Ko hai is a background check. Reberekela ko hai. Yeah, reberekela ko hai. Sebedzele kaya la. Ekaya is the background check. Quite a serious one. Quite a serious problem this is. Let's listen also to Mashadi. And of course, you know, much of the times, we tend to become those kinds of people who really falter. You know, we falter so much. We falter so much with regards to finances, and there's so many sins also there. Mashadi, greetings to you. I trust you are well. Welcome to the show, Financial Sins of Leaders Today.
Good evening, Muruti Ray. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
And a warm greetings to the Radio Pulpit listeners. And yo, what a topic. What a topic. Financial sins of leaders. Financial sins of leaders. And as you know, it is written that we can judge those that are inside, and we cannot judge those that are outside, because those that are outside will be judged by God all by himself. And the Son of Man also says, judge, and when you do, judge not based on the outside, but judge righteously. And as we study or wish to understand the financial sins of the leaders, we would then, or rather I would use the lens based on today's landscape, which says, what is financial management and what are the principles of financial management? What's the importance of financial accountability? Why is it important to have cash flow? And why is it important to have what we refer to as financial reporting? And why should companies, for example, have integrated reports at the end of each financial year? And why is it important to talk about governance, corporate governance? And Christ, the Son of Man, speaks to these issues in a different way. And when we unpack the topic, the title on its own. And as you read the scripture, Matthew chapter 23, and that's where I'm going. And let's allow listeners today, and I trust the Most High that listeners will be able to navigate scripture as we go on this journey to find out exactly as to what these financial sins are all about, what do they entail, and why would they be referred to as financial sins of leaders? Because Christ himself begins by saying, in fact, he does not begin, he ends up in terms of chapters. We know that the Bible was not written in chapters, right?
Yeah.
It was written in chapters by those who came late thereafter.
And thought.
Those who revised the book. Because there's a Council of Kent that removed certain books, and I would have loved to read a chapter, chapter 10, in particular verses 4 and 5 from the book of Ecclesiasticus, but I cannot do that right now because we do not have the time. We do not have the enough time, rather. Jesus begins by saying, or rather ends by saying, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing!" Exclamation mark. "See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Son of Man.'" He says that after teaching and speaking and addressing the disciples and the multitudes about the Pharisees and the scribes, and he says in verse 1 of chapter 23, they are sitting, he says in chapter 2, he says they are sitting in Moses' seat. The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. What is Moses' seat? Moses was a Levite. He was a Levite, the only tribe that was not afforded land, or apportioned land, rather. The other 11 tribes were apportioned land. And God said to the tribe of Levi, "I will be your inheritance." And therefore, the tribe of Levite became the tribe of priests. And the priests then served in the tabernacle and served in the sanctuary. And as they served, they had every right to then receive tithes from those who had land. We're not there yet. We are still on 23. So the position of power, Moses' seat is a position of power, meaning your middle name, corporate governance should be your middle name. There should be no conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Your middle name should be the custodian of all policies pertinent to financial management, financial accounting, financial reporting, and cash flow, and the list goes on. At the end of it all, you've got to report to those stakeholders or church members or those who have been giving or putting money or depositing money into a storehouse as to how much has been gathered and what was done with it. So I don't have time. I would refer then to the book of First and Second Chronicles, and I also unpack there as to what those who collected money from the congregations did with it. The first thing it says is that they were trustworthy. They were trustworthy. Can we say that about our leaders when we talk about financial accountability? I'm not on financial sins yet. Financial accountability. So when you talk about financial accountability, you are highly likely to identify or observe, rather, an intersection of power and leadership and governance. And perhaps it is at this point where I would borrow from those who walked ahead of us and say, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm. Power in the sense that when you are sitting in Moses' seat, Christ says, whatever they say you should do, do.
Mm.
So it's a power, a position of authority. You tell people what to do and they should do it. It's a nice thing to do, to give instructions, right?
Mm.
It feels good to give an injunction to people. It's not easy to follow the same instruction because the very Son of Man says, you give them loads of burdens. You give them loads of responsibilities. You expect them to do a lot of things that you yourselves are not and cannot be able to do.
Mm.
And these things are things that they cannot do, or if they choose to deviate, to digress, and move away completely from the direction which they should be taking. They are doing all that in the name of God, but for their bellies.
Yeah.
How do I know? Verse 14, still in Matthew chapter 23, verse 14. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. I like the other version says, frauds.
Mm.
Hypocrites. For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation. Here's an issue. You devour widows' houses. It's a financial sin because you devour widows' houses so that you can feed your appetite.
Sure.
And whether that appetite is for status, for a position, for showing off, for branding, it does not matter. You devour widows' houses. You just don't care because you possess the power, or people observed the laying of hands on you as that of being powerful, very powerful. They saw or observed power bestowed upon you by other pastors or bishops or apostles, and then you abuse that power. And in abusing that power, you commit financial sins by demanding money from people. How do I know?
Yeah.
Verse 15, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte and one convert, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. You make them twice the sons of hell. The reason for that is financial gain. Nothing more, nothing less. You can demand as much money from congregations as you want. If they ask as to what you're going to do with the money, you are not in a position to account. I'm not there. I'm still on the part where it says you travel land and sea. You demand money from them not to travel and go see the sick in hospitals, not to go visit those who are in prison, not to go give clothing to the naked. You're doing it for financial gain, for status, for position in society, or even competing with your peers elsewhere, locally or overseas. It doesn't matter. It gets worse. You come back from overseas, then you boast to all of us. But I'm going to this one. Verse 17. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? It's a question. And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, who swears by the altar, swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple, swears by it and by him who dwells in it. I'm saying that just briefly to say the gold is important to pastor. The gift is important to pastor. And before pastor knows it, pastor has just committed financial sin. And finally, as we go further, verse 23, which you like the most as pastors? I'm not taking an opportunity from anybody. Verse 23, let's unpack it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint, and you insist they should pay tithe, right? Mm. We'll get to it right now. You pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. A leader ought to apply justice, show mercy, and demonstrate faithfulness. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. I'm going to a very simple place, which is called Malachi chapter 3, verse 15.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. And of course, send us your WhatsApps. Tell us about some of the financial sins that you think about, which are actually happening amongst us, and even amongst those who are leaders of ministries and business. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout, and you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iapp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Apostle Pumla, now we see these, man. When you look into Proverbs, it says in 21:6, getting treasures by a lying tongue is the fleeting fantasy of those who seek death. Financial sins lead to death. Apostle, what say you? Okay, I seem to have lost our guest there. Tatulandu, are you there? All right, I don't know what happened. Maybe it's the internet. I will try to connect with you again. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Me Pakula Maureen, I hope today you're not singing, ma'am. I hope today you're not singing. Oh, please. I hope today you're not singing. You're going to talk about the topic about financial sins. Welcome.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Radio Pulpit, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Hey, jalo go ke chulo nna ke re batho ba modimo. Nna ho nna o tletse le thabo. O tletse o rorisa modimo. Ke na le mmina thoko ke o tutlisang. Ke re che che che. A ke sombo ndi ya tsanang le che. Che che che. A ke sombo ni ya tsanang ya tsanang li Jesu. A ke sombo ni ya tsanang ya tsanang ni morena Jesu. A ke sombo ni ya tsanang bariche che. A ke sombo ni ya tsanang bariche che che. A ke sombo ni ya tsanang li Jesu. A ke sombo ni ya tsanang li Jesu. A ke sombo ni ya tsanang li Jesu. Ke a dumedisa ka lebitso le letle la mopholosi wa ka le Jesu Kriste wa Nazarete. A bitsiwa ka Morene. Ikare wena le di guest tsa hao le bohle ba ba mamedi ba Radio Pulpit o ka re ka tsho ka o fela re che che che. A ke sombo ni ya tsanang ke re che che che.
I hear you quite well, Mama. I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. I don't know what's happening with the lines, man. People I am connecting with, Apostle Pumla, Landutato, and Pastor Makamu, I can't get hold of you. I can't get through to you. We are trying to connect with you. But please send voice notes on my WhatsApp anyway. Let us be able to work this out. Let us be able to work this out. Otherwise, let me read some of the comments that people have said just after this.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.